In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is Easter Sunday. All the Jifflings are very excited.
Yeah.
And Friedeline has organised an Easter egg hunt for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, we pick up all of the eggs so we can tidy them away in the sea cupboard.
Well, that's one way to look at it, Friedeline. But it really was a lot of fun. Young Pumpkin was racing around like a little Jiffling jumping bean as he uncovered egg after egg and popped them in his colourful pouch.
Ooh, that's a big shiny egg right there. That makes 5 eggs for Pumpkin. Yeah, the Pumpkin has many eggs, but you must not be greedy now. How is Miss Katie doing?
Yoo-hoo! Over here, Friedeline. I decided to only get the green eggs because green is my favourite colour and it goes with my Easter bonnet.
Well, that is not the most efficient way to hunt the eggs of Easter, Miss Katie. And the hedge! Wait! What is this?
Friedeline jiffled over towards the mast where the rather round little hedge was sitting.
Hey.
He had chocolatey Jiffling paws and a very round tummy.
Ooh.
Hedge! You must not eat the eggs before the Easter egg hunt is finished.
Like, I just had one tiny little sniff of one little egg, man.
As Hedge said this, a little plop of chocolate egg fell out of his pocket.
Oh, Hedge! You are the very greedy Jiffling. And now you sit on the ground like a heavy potato.
It was only like one nibble, man.
That seemed unlikely, but Hedge did still have 3 eggs, so he was doing quite well on the hunt.
Yeah.
But then Friedeline noticed another Jiffling was sitting down.
Albert, what are you doing?
I'm no good at finding things, Friedeline. I'm only good at growing things. I mean, hunting eggs is fun, but I can never find a single one. No, I'm just gonna go back to me garden and wait for Easter to finish.
Oh no!
No!
The Jifflings all gathered around Albert. They didn't like it when a Jiffling was sad.
You can have one of my green eggs, Albert. They're the same colour as your cucumbers.
Why, I'll only drop it on the floor like I did last time, Miss Katie. No, Albert the gardener has never been good at Easter egg hunts. And that is not going to change.
Well, Jifflings, that sound means that an object that was lost or thrown away on Earth has found its way into your net. Time to all heave the object in together. For once, the object didn't fall onto the deck because it was thin and square and, well, it was simply so soggy that it was all tangled up in their nets. What a bother.
That's like an after-dinner cloth for wiping away the crumbs of food.
Ooh, I think it's a fairy's petticoat that she wears under her dress to stop all the magic from getting out.
But then Friedeline stepped forward, for she knew what the object was. She scuttled up onto the story seat so that she could tell her tale.
There, this is the handkerchief. And my old postman, Steve Letterman, told me all about it. Very long ago, in the ancient Greece, there was a big sporting festival that anybody could take part in. People would come from all around to watch the sportsmen and women compete in the throwing and running and also the jumping. And it was very exciting.
Yay.
Well, every time the sporting festival took place, a young man called Apollo would get very excited because he very much enjoyed doing the long jump. And he dreamed one day of becoming a long jump champion. He would always go to the festival with his best friend, Viviana. But as soon as he saw the other athletes with their strong legs and gigantic jumps, he would doubt himself and hold up his little white handkerchief and say,
"I quit,"
before he even tried. Then, one year, when it was time for the sporting festival, Viviana decided that this time she would not let her friend Apollo quit, because she knew he had been practicing very hard, and it would be such a waste. So, she decided to hide his little handkerchief so that he could not wave it and quit. So, they went to the stadium as usual. And when Apollo saw all the other people jumping, he wanted to give up. But when he went to wave his little handkerchief, it was not there. Then Viviana said,
"Please don't give up on yourself, Apollo. You don't have to be the best. You just have to try your best."
Then Apollo knew that he had been a little bit silly. So he took a deep breath and stepped out into the stadium. And when he ran and jumped, he went right through the sky. And it was one of the best jumps he had ever made. And although there were still people who jumped further than Apollo, it did not matter, because he had so much fun joining in that he never wanted to give up so quickly ever again.
And because he didn't quit, he forgot all about the handkerchief, so it's ended up here in Dilstonia.
And now we need to use it again, man.
Yes, Hedge, for that is the Gifling's way. But what could it be? Young Pumpkin laid the handkerchief out flat on the deck so that it could dry.
Ooh, I think we should paint it 1,000 different colours, and we can display it as a wonderful Gifling work of art.
That was a lovely thought indeed. But then Albert stepped forward, for he had another idea.
Well, I think we should tie all four corners of the handkerchief to the end of a long stick. And then we can use it like a little basket to put all of our Easter eggs in, including mine.
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, Albert, you are a smart little Gifling. Everybody was most pleased that Albert was going to join in finding Easter eggs.
Yay!
And with a little bit of help from the others, he managed to find 7 whole eggs. Everyone on the ship had the jolliest time seeking out their treats.
Yay!
And then at the end of the day, they shared their eggs around and stored the rest for another day. And after all that excitement, there was a big Gifling yawn. And they all knew it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Giflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship.
We'll have a new episode up every 2 weeks.
If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends.
If you want to help the show a little more, you can find us on Patreon. But we really do appreciate every listener out there.
You can also find other great children's content on our sister channel, Storytime, for children of all ages.
Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Gifflings very soon.
Goodbye!